Hi, I'm Ricky Calabat, and welcome to my Leave a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that could alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. If this is your first time here, please share and subscribe if you like the content, and I greatly appreciate it. And today I want to talk to you about the stock market. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, as we are going through this pandemic, global crisis, whatever you want to call it, today is actually April 10. So I want to make sure that we document the date, April 10, 2020. And so what I want to talk about is your retirement, is your future, is your money. And that is something I believe is of great importance to everyone. And I am the CEO of Miami Living Homes, and I've had that title for 14 years now. Prior to that, I was a financial consultant. I was a stockbroker from 98 until 2001. So if you recall back then, there was the internet bubble that burst, and that was very, very detrimental to a lot of people's portfolios. Everyone keeps talking about the global financial crisis, which was in 2008. Well, I believe what we're going to see in the next 12 months is going to be that and more when it comes to the stock market. Because we have had the biggest bull market run that we've ever had in the history of the stock market, right? I mean, from 2009 until 2 months ago, you know, the market has been on fire. I mean, it has been just an anomaly, right? It's never happened before of the growth that we had. In 2009, we were at like, you know, 8,000 was the Dow Jones, right? It topped out right around 30,000, and that was just a couple of months ago. So we have had a tremendous, tremendous growth for 11 years, pretty much. And the longest bull market before that is maybe 7 or 8 years. And those were with, you know, pretty moderate returns, not the type of returns that we have seen. So with the stock market, what goes up sometimes tends to come down. What we do know is that, yes, over the long term, the stock market continues to go higher and higher and higher over the long term. And there are these little bumps in the road. Well, I think the bump that we're going to be experiencing is going to be as severe, if not worse, than 2008. And actually, probably going to be closer to the Y2K. In 2000, which that took like, you know, a couple of years to recover. And again, I'm not telling you what to do. I don't have a crystal ball, but I do want to share with you my knowledge and what I believe is going to happen, and maybe it can help you protect your nest egg, or, you know, help you plan, you know, for the future. I believe right now is a good time to sell some stock, sell some portfolio, sell some of your holdings if they are in equities, right? Equities are the stocks, right? If you have bonds, if you have other commodities, or, you know, different other investments, you know, those are probably going to be fine. In real estate, you know, is going to take a break here a little bit. It's going to be in a shifting market, but I'm specifically talking about equities, mutual funds, and stocks. I believe what we're going to see is, because the real estate market, I mean, the financial markets, they work by pricing in future expectations, right? And so what happened was, over these past years, earnings kept growing, economy was making money. When people make money, they spend more money. So you make, you spend. You make, you spend. Well, who benefits from all that? corporations. Corporations are having higher revenues, they're having higher projections, and the way the stock market prices that is they start to say, wow, you know, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, they're making all this money today, and they're making it at a 30% increase from the last time. So if they continue on this path, then there we can justify a price up to here based upon that trajectory of where they're heading, right? So what happens is people buy the stock and the price all of a sudden gets to here, even though it's the earnings are not going to get to here for another maybe 12 months. Usually about a year is how far they go into the future because they want to buy value, right? They want to buy the stock here because they figure, wow, this is a value play here because next year it's going to be here based upon what's happening today, okay? So that's how stock prices run up. So on the flip side to that, and it's kind of what we are seeing or what we just saw last month, you know, other than the pandemic, other than coronavirus, you know, other than the unemployment and all of those things, you know, the biggest uncertainty is what's going to happen to the corporations. How are people spending money? How are they going to be spending money? What are they going to be spending money on? Now everyone is, you know, tight-fisted and, you know, reducing expenses. You know, any type of luxury items or, you know, any of those things are definitely, you know, not in play at the moment. So that's what we saw when we saw the Fed dropping rates. We look at it as, oh, that's a positive thing. Yay! They're dropping the rates so that I can go refinance. I can go do this. I can go do that. You know, yes, in a way, that is a good thing that they're dropping rates. It's also a bad thing because the fact that they need to do that, they're saying we are terrified. We are so scared of what is coming that we have to drop the rates to make money be able to exchange hands a little more freely, a little easier, because everyone is going to need it, right? So as much as it's good news, it's also bad news in the fact that that it's not, you know, it's out of fear more than anything. It's not because they want to be generous and give people all this money. No, it's because, you know, the uncertainty of corporate profits, earnings, all of those things, which are going to happen this month, right? So it's also April, and that's when the first quarter earnings are going to be reported. And I believe what we're going to see, well, for the most part, there's two things that happen, right? First, there's earnings, how much I made, and then there's projections, how much do I plan on making, right? So for the most part, the first quarter earnings for 2020 will be pretty close to in line with what they might have been expecting, because for, you know, 75%, 80% of the quarter, business as usual, right? So we're not going to see the real effects of the coronavirus on the earnings that are going to be reported this month. However, we will see how companies are altering their projections, which is next quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, next year. And so you remember how I said when they start escalating higher? Well, now when they start saying, okay, before we told you we were going to make this much money, now we're going to make this much money. Well, guess what that does to the stock price? It's going to go down, and there's going to be selling, selling, selling. There's going to be panic selling. There's going to be fearful selling. And this is not going to just happen overnight. I think we're going to see this for the rest of the year, actually. So my advice, if you're in a situation, I think now we've got this little bounce in the market. The Dow Jones is almost 24,000. I think maybe next week, maybe this month, it may get to 25. Maybe it'll get to about 27,000. I think would be the height, anywhere between now and even 27. If you need to sell stock, now is the time to do it. Now is the time, because within the next 12 months, I'm forecasting the Dow Jones going to be as low as 17, 15, maybe it might even touch 13,000 within the next 12 months. So that's another, if you can stomach another 40% drop, then hold on to your stocks and let everything stay the way that they are. But if you're in a position where you have a lot of gains, maybe you have some losses that you want to offset, or you know, you have other things, now's a good time to sell if you need to sell, right? If you want to sell, if you need money for some other reason, or if you need it, now is a good time. Because, and even if you don't, right? Even if you just want to, you know, even if you pay taxes, you have capital gains, I believe within 12 months, you will have a golden opportunity to repurchase some of the stocks you already have today at a much, much lower price. And I'm going to do more of these videos as we move forward, not every week or every month. I'm telling you this right now because this is like for the rest of the year. And I think right now, I'm telling you, if you have any doubts or if you have any ideas, if you've thought before, oh, I really wish I had sold, I really wish I had sold, now is your chance to take advantage that we're getting this little bump up, because once these earnings start to show up, you know, I believe it's going to be a whole new world. And it's going to be priced in for the next 12 months. So now's your chance. On the flip side, if you have cash, right? If you have cash, and you're saying, wow, the market's down, let me jump in and buy. Don't do it yet. Hold on to that cash. Cash is king. If you have other ways that you can free up money, if you're in a good position, you have good income coming in, start stockpiling your money, because towards the end of the year, maybe even first quarter of next year, is there's going to be a golden opportunity to invest in the stock market for the long term. So I don't know when exactly that is. As things play out, I'll share my opinion with you. Again, this is just my opinion. I was a Series 7 licensed financial advisor. I'm not anymore. And I have a fairly good knowledge of the history, and history tends to repeat itself. And when it does, that's why when you see the stock market go down so much faster than it goes up, is because of those revisions, right? They're being revised from perfect. In a perfect world, this is what these companies are worth. And when it's not a perfect world, it goes down to like here. So you can see it. It doesn't go just to here or to here. It goes down to there, and it goes quickly, because people realize, uh-oh, not only these guys are not going to make $5 per share, they're going to make $2 per share, which is, you know, 70% less than what we anticipated, or you know, 80% less of what we anticipated. So that's why prices get affected so drastically. If you have any questions, put them in the comments. I'd be glad to help answer anything that you may have, as much as my knowledge will tell me and my experience. But that's my advice to you today. Good luck, God bless. And I'll share with you some of my other rational thinking as we move forward in terms of your 401k and all of those things. You know, again, if you're more than 5 years out from wanting to touch that money, maybe you're fine. And you just need to wait it out. But if you are at an age bracket where I'm going to need the money within the next few years, now might be a good time to do some selling. All right. Again, I'm Ricky Calabat. Thank you for watching, and good luck, God bless, and stay safe.